my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 28th, 2014. So now let's continue with the teachings for this month of September. We are in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 1, where the revolutionary apostle John is now being shown the actual methodology that must be used if we are to tap in to the life force of the universe. What is to be the proper conscience in order that we may create the new civilization, create new institutions, create new corporations, create new government, create a new human family, create a new us, a new you, a new ourselves. So Apostle John, the revolutionary Apostle John, is being shown enabled to see into the door to heaven. And we saw that the door is feminine and heaven is masculine here in the Greek language. The voice is feminine and the voice of the trumpet, let me make sure, is the trumpet feminine? The trumpet is feminine. So we can see that the African teaching of masculine union with feminine polarity is in operation in the very language of Scripture. So one of the principles that we must learn and understand is that we must see the universe as the sacred union between the sacred divine masculine and the sacred and divine feminine. So Apostle John sees into the door of heaven. Now this means that the science of sun, the science of moon, the science of stars, the science of the planets, the science of universe and Milky Way and constellations, the science of worlds and how the whole of the universe, the heavens, sun, moon, stars, and planets, how these scientifically operate. Some call this quantum physics. Some call this quantum mechanics. The scripture is absolutely science. The leaders of religion have purposefully disconnected the scriptures from scientific reality and camouflaged the facts concerning the reality of the African ancestors as the original teachers of religio-scientific thought. Meaning that when you go into the definitions of the words in the African Hebrew language and the European Greek language, African teaching, the root of the African Hebrew and European Greek, you will see, we will see science. The words are scientific. The words are related to science. And when you go today into today's Webster's Dictionary, that is only a reproduction of what Webster and those with Webster studied from the African Hebrew and the European Greek. So when we say Apostle John saw into the door of heaven, this means that Apostle John, now, he's writing the book of Revelation for the last days of this no good rotten system of what we call Babylon. Apostle John is writing the apocalyptic book of Revelation in order to pull the covers off of the system that we may understand the inner workings of the system and how the masses of the people have been divided against each other along the divisions of class, race, ethnicity, ideology, whether political or religious, regional differences, gender differences, age differences. We have been divided along all of those lines. And so it is only through the apocalyptic revelation are we able to see into how the system has divided us against each other, fed us ideologies that would justify our taking on the Al-Qaeda uniform or the European military, Navy uniform, Air Force, whatever they call the Royal Air Force, the Royal Navy, the Royal Marines, the Royal Army, whatever they use, take on their uniform, fed an ideology to take on their uniform to kill another human being. In America, same thing. We're fed an ideology that justifies our taking on a military uniform, a uniform of the Fraternal Order of the Police, some type of uniform that we in that uniform feel justified in killing another human being. So the apocalyptic book of Revelation teaches us how we have been poisoned with deceitful words, deceitful thoughts that cause us to hate and kill and destroy each other. So Apostle John wants us to know how the system does this. For members of the Fraternal Order of the Police, you come from working class communities. How is it that with this uniform of the Fraternal Order of the Police, do you feel justified in going to other poor working class communities and behaving like an occupying military force, taking military goods and items from the federal government, such as tanks and drones and whatnot, and using them against the masses of the oppressed people? You are a poor working class person yourself. So we see how the system has poisoned poor working class people to behave and create action that is destructive of other poor working class people. So when you peek into the heavens, we're looking into the scientific inner workings of the universe so that we may understand life on the molecular level, so that we may understand that in these last days of judgment in Babylon, we are to be empowered and enabled to come together and create the new civilization of freedom, justice, and equality. Why? Because we are constructed from the same substance that Christ comes from, which is the same waters that the scientists speak of, but the Africans taught us the reality of the waters of Noom. This is why we are the body of Christ, because every one of us come from the body of Christ and constitute the body of Christ. And we come from the same waters that Christ comes from. Therefore, we are empowered with the power to take the system as it is from its original form, and through fire, through the reality of fire within our spirit, mind, body, soul, and consciousness, as the Christ in human flesh, we have the power to transform systems, transform civilization, transform constitution, transform government, and create the new institutions, constitutions, government, that we as the human family may live in peace, love, and justice and harmony. So this is the language of the universe symbolized by the trumpet. That trumpet makes a musical sound, a musical noise. That trumpet is feminine according to this scripture. And then the trumpet makes a wave. And when you go into the definitions of these words, you see that the trumpet is rooted in another word, salos, that has to do with making waves and the tossing and swelling of the sea. We're back to the watery waves of Noom, sisters and brothers. We're back to how the Africans taught of the construct of creation being light and sound in visible and inaudible at first, but then light and sound, visible and audible, making waves, causing the spiraling of waves and light, and the manifestation of all reality into the universe that we have become accustomed to. All of this beginning at a starting point of infinitesimal light. The Bhagavad Gita teaches this. The Hindu scriptures teach this. The ancient Africans are the root of all of this teaching. The Mali, the Dogon people with the pole seed. And the pole seed is that atom with the neutron that holds the whole of the atom together. And the neutron is the word of the Almighty that holds the universe together. That seed, that neutron, that word from the Almighty is masculine and feminine. This is the ancient teaching. And you and I are masculine and feminine, and we are the pole seed. We are the atom. We are the atum, all of these words describing the same reality that the New Testament describes as Christos. So we have the power to transform society and make waves and get in tune with the music of the universe, get in tune with the energy. Waves has to do with energy. Einstein said E equals mc squared. E is energy. Energy is waves. Energy is spirit. Energy is usually positive spiritual force that lives within all beings, animals and humans, and all the whole of the universe. So these are the waves that we're talking about. And the waves are masculine because we're talking about the waters of Noom. Noom is masculine. The womb, Nonet, is feminine. And so this trumpet in the universe is making a sound. This trumpet in the universe is agitating and causing trembling and shaking and tremors and causing men to quake with fear, to agitate the mind. Get into the definitions of the words. Sao, seo is the root verb, the root word that is the verb that is connected to the waves, that is connected to the trumpet. So what are we saying? When we construct a system that is not in tune with the universe, now there's friction. The universe is not going to tolerate forever the human family destroying, killing, hating each other and fostering enmity and animosity and jealousy amongst each other to our detriment and to the benefit of the wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families. No. So because we are fighting against the universe, fighting against ourselves, destroying ourselves, because the system is geared to constantly agitate, destroy, pump fear, pump enmity, animosity, jealousy, hatred amongst the human family, sowing discord amongst the human family. This is all the condition that we suffer from, suffer through, because the system is not in tune with the music, the waves, the sound, the energy of the universe. And so John is looking at this science, looking at quantum physics, quantum mechanics. And the door was open in heaven, and the first voice that he heard like a trumpet was talking. I believe we want to get into talking, because sisters and brothers, the whole of the universe is based on the mind, thoughts, sound, and action. That which we desire to come into manifestation, we must first conceive in the mind. The mind working on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine unity. An idea is like an egg in the womb of the woman, that if the egg does not come into contact with the sperm, then that egg passes on through. That's an idea. An idea can pass on through, or the idea can be struck by that which will animate that idea, like a mental type of sperm, so that the mind may beget and conceive the idea. You meditate on the idea, you grow the idea in your mind, and then you begin to speak that idea into reality, and the universe begins to move to manifest such profession, such audible speaking of such idea. And our actions in accord with the universe brings the idea into fruition and manifestation and personification. So the trumpet is talking. The word, laleo, to utter a voice or emit a sound, to use the tongue or the faculty of speech, to speak, to talk, to use words in order to declare one's mind and disclose one's thoughts. Thinking now of Ptah, thinking of Ptah, the earth mound, representing the mind of the Most High, telling us that when we study the earth, we're studying the mind of the Almighty. You and I are manifestations of the very thoughts of the Almighty. Christ, the express image of the unseen Almighty. Christ, the expression of that which was and is in the mind of the unseen Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah, Jehovah. You and I, constructed from the same substance, which is the waters of noon that Christ comes from and out of. Christ, the image of the unseen Almighty. Man and woman, mankind, boys and girls, the human family, we are the image of the unseen Almighty. Christ, the shadow of the Almighty. Humankind, mankind, the shadow of the Almighty. Jesus, Yahushua, his mother, Miriam, the Holy Spirit overshadowed her womb. The Spirit, Holy Spirit, began to exert energy on the womb of Miriam, Yahushua's mother, calling into the womb water and clouds and fire and the elements. This is the same that was done in the womb of your mother and my mother. The same Holy Spirit began to exert energy. E, energy, spirit equals MC squared, mass, matter, material, universe, times the speed of light, 186,284 miles per half a second, since it is squared. All of this was taking place not only in the womb of the mother of Yahushua, Jesus, but in your and my womb as well. When the scripture speaks of Yahushua, born from a virgin, born immaculate conception, which when you check that definition, virgin and immaculate conception together, we have to say by the help of no human being at all was this birth facilitated and manifested. But you say he came through Miriam. She's a human being. I'm saying the original birth that the scripture is speaking of is the birth that took place without aid of any human being at all. What birth is that? That is the original birth from which we all came, in the waters of Noon, in the womb of Narnet, where Jeremiah 1:5 teaches us that the Most High knew us when before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. That is the time before conception, before your mother and father, my mother and father got together. That is the time of the original birth. If we knew the Almighty and the Almighty knew us, and we, that word knew, has to do with our knowing the Almighty and receiving instruction from the Almighty. Well, that's before we were incarnated in our physical incarnation. Now, when was that birth? When was that beginning? You don't know. It's forever. It's eternal. But you have to think of terms in terms of a birth and a beginning. Well, that beginning, that birth, was without any aid of any human being whatsoever, because that was the time of our original form in the waters of Noon. No boundary, no barrier, peaceful, tranquil, all one. Then Christ comes on the scene to transform by the power of light those waters into the mass, matter, and material universe that we have today. And then we begin to come into human incarnation and existence. But what we want to know and understand is that Christ is us. We are the body of Christ, and we have the power to transform society, transform civilization, because the power of fire is within us to personify, facilitate such transformation. So this is the language of the universe, teaching us our identity, teaching us that as Yahushua's mother, as her womb was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit exerting energy and calling earth, air, fire, and water together, so it was with our mothers Holy Spirit exerting energy, calling forth earth, air, fire, and water, making us to be the shadow of the Almighty, because in that sperm is light from the Almighty. And when light shines, light is shining off an object so that the shadow may be cast from the object, and you and I are the shadow, and the object is the Almighty, and the facilitation in the physical is our mothers. We are Yahushua. Yahushua is descriptive of every facet of the universe. This is the language. This is the language of the universe. That trumpet was talking with me, says John the Apostle. And the trump and the talking, the voice said, come up hither. The whole of the universe talking and speaking, telling us to come up. And I'm reminded, we were in Jeremiah in our Sunday school lesson, and Jeremiah is defined, that's an African Hebrew word, is defined as Jehovah exalts, or the exaltation of Jehovah. Meaning, when you further trace that down, Jehovah raises up. Jehovah causes to go up. Jehovah causes to rise. Jehovah causes to ascend. And then when you check Allah, 5929, I believe it is, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, that word Allah, which we got it from the African Arabic, but the root is African Hebrew, Allah has to do with the ascender, going up, raising up, even to do with vegetation coming up out of the earth because of the rays of the sun and photosynthesis. So John is told to come up, to ascend, to go up. Why? The system, they raise up those that are loyal to the system. The entertainment industry, which is controlled by the same wicked ruling class, the government, the institutions, financial, governmental, educational, and religious institutions, they raise up those that are loyal to them as technocrats, doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And then you notice how, when they're finished with you, they take you down. See, I guess I have to go with what's on my mind. Barack Obama, many feel that he wants to do good and do right. The system raised him up. And many believe that he wants to do good and do right. But in order to remain in his office, he has to do what the system tells him to do. Notice this recent time period of escalation of warfare in Syria by using the excuse of going after the CIA-created al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, ISIL, IS. There is an indication that Obama didn't want to escalate the warfare in Syria. So what began to happen? We saw not long ago that McCain, well, let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.